This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. James Martin is the new public art administrator for the city of Kansas City, Missouri. Martin's navigating a big project, $5.6 million for public art at the new terminal at Kansas City International Airport. He's also juggling existing public art projects, commissioning new ones, and maintaining the city's public art collection. KCUR's Laura Spencer met up with James Martin in his office at City Hall.
You started as public art administrator in October. How's it going?
It's going great from my perspective. I've had a lot to learn. I'd say the biggest challenge has been balancing the big picture goals and moving toward them and making progress on them, balancing that with the day-to-day reality of learning the nuts and bolts of how to actually get things done. That's challenging.
Public art at the new terminal at KCI has been a big topic of conversation. I'm just wondering if you can kind of lay out what's ahead in the next few months. I know there's a meeting coming up Monday to talk about potentially hiring a consultant,
someone who might be able to help steer the project.
Sure. Well, the meeting Monday is an introductory meeting. There is a proposal from a consulting firm called Community Arts International. The meeting Monday will be the first time for the Municipal Art Commission to meet face-to-face with them to learn about who they are and their background and to take a serious look at the proposal and ask questions related to that. Whether it's moving forward with them on board as a consultant for the airport or coming up with Plan B or Plan C, at this point I couldn't tell you. I look forward to the conversation and look forward to exploring the possibilities.
Well, and the airport has been a lot of the conversation, but you have a number of other projects on your plate. I know that you've been meeting with artists or measuring spaces and maybe just some of the other city projects that are underway.
Yes, I am involved with other public art projects. For example, the Kansas City campus for animal care is now open. They're having a grand opening on January 24th, and I've been working closely with painter Mike Savage, who was selected through their artist selection process to provide some paintings for the interior of the building. We also have been wanting to get out the door a call for artists related to the Law Enforcement Memorial Garden, which is going to be at the Regional Police Academy.
In a recent Municipal Art Commission meeting, you talked about maintenance of the public art in the city's collection. What's on your agenda for that?
Well, we have a study that was completed in 2017 of what the conservation priorities are. My goal is to revisit that, first of all, and then to get that work started, bringing on a conservator or conservators. There is a lot of work to be done. You know, the first work in the public art collection that was installed was Bull Wall by Robert Morris. I'm going to say it was 92. So that's a long time for a work of art to be outdoors. There is a regular program to treat the Joel Shapiro sculptures up by the airport, but other works throughout the city have not really received regular treatment, and it's long overdue.
When we first talked, when your appointment was announced, you talked about hitting the ground running, and I'm just wondering if you've stopped running at all since you started this job.
No, I haven't really, and that's a good thing. I welcome the activity. I welcome the focus. It's a joy to have that all-consuming list of things to be done. You know, I have to take a moment to take a breath, you know, so if I'm working late one night, you know, the next morning, maybe I don't come in right at the crack of 8 o'clock. I have to make time to take care of myself. And so far, that's going fine.
That's Kansas City's public art administrator, James Martin, who talked to KCUR's Laura Spencer about what's ahead in 2020. Check out the State of the Arts in Kansas City for more 2020 stories online at kcur.org.